It is their obligation to oppose. And so we are going to be not organizing here only in Washington. We will be in the states.
Now's President Kim Gandy says if Roberts is confirmed, he would be a disaster for us. Former Senator Fred Thompson, who will be helping guide Roberts through the confirmation process, says people shouldn't read too much into his comments against abortion, saying many times he was speaking as an advocate on behalf of a client. But Rove, Karl Rove, wasn't entirely forgotten today. 11 former intelligence officers spoke up on behalf of CIA officer Valerie Plame, saying leaking her identity may have damaged national security and threatened the ability of U.S. intelligence gathering. In a statement to congressional leaders, the former officers said the Republican National Committee has circulated talking points focusing on the idea that Plame was not working undercover and deserved no protection. The 11 former officers said there are thousands of U.S. intelligence officers who work at a desk in the Washington, D.C. area every day who are undercover, as Plame was when her identity was leaked. The former officer's statement comes amid revelations that Karl Rove was involved in leaking Plame's identity to columnist Robert Novak and Time magazine reporter Matthew Cooper, and that Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, also was a source for Cooper on the Plame story. The leaking of Plame's identity followed public criticism leveled against the Bush White House by Plame's husband, former U.S. Ambassador Joseph Wilson, who said the administration had manipulated intelligence to justify going to war in Iraq. A criminal investigation into the leaks is ongoing. And Canada has become the fourth nation in the world to legalize gay marriage. Canadian Supreme Court Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin signed the legislation into law just hours after it was approved by the Canadian Senate late last night, despite strong opposition from conservatives and religious leaders. The bill grants same-sex couples legal rights equal to those in traditional unions between a man and a woman, something already legal in 8 of Canada's 10 provinces and 2 of its 3 territories. The only other countries that allow gay marriage nationwide are the Netherlands, Belgium, and Spain. Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums, so call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it, you can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
I make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom. This is Rachel Maddow. Let the John Roberts nomination lie-telling begin. They will tell you that Roberts getting approved to a lower court means he should skate through to the Supremes. You will be told that he has no record on Roe. You will be told that he's a consensus candidate. You'll be told that Republicans happily rolled over for Ginsburg, so Democrats should roll over for Roberts. Lies, 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 all lies. Listen to The Rachel Maddow Show for the real deal on the Roberts nomination, Rove's little traitor problem that's not going away, and all the day's headlines.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio.
Seeker. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. We have all sorts of fireworks planned tonight, and it's not even the 4th of July, right? Huh? I want to give you two quick examples here, right at the beginning of the program. Two examples of Bush's definition of freedom in Iraq. You can't escape his claims, can you, that and Cheney and the rest of these thugs, that 50 million people have been freed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, that's an absolute lie, but they understand, of course, that the American public doesn't care if it's a lie or truth. The American public doesn't even hear that. The Bush crime family makes statements like that so that an accommodating, enabling media will then pick up on those kinds of comments and float them out over CNN or MSNBC or The Post or The Times or whomever. Whoever. And we brain-dead Americans, as we're stumbling around trying to get from sunrise to sunset, will hear that at some point. Well, you know, freedom in Afghanistan, freedom in 50 million. And it just kind of, it doesn't register, but it kind of floats in, right? So it's there in the back of our heads. So that when somebody may say, well, you know, what has Bush ever accomplished? That click, here comes, well, 50 million people have been freed. Now, consciously we know it's lies and BS of the highest order. Here are two quick examples. This has to do with a doctor's strike. A doctor's strike in, of all places, Baghdad, where people are being blown to pieces every single day because of the U.S. presence there. Two dozen doctors apparently walked out of one of Baghdad's busiest hospitals yesterday to protest what they said was abuse by Iraqi soldiers. Now, in walking out, they left about 100 patients to fend for themselves. When a doctor walks out on his or her patients, that's just a horrendous statement. But what these doctors are dealing with are Saddam Hussein's ex-thugs who are now back in uniform. Remember when Negroponte was made ambassador, interim ambassador to Iraq? Remember very quickly, he was only over there for what? How many months? Very few months. What he was doing, the reason he was sent over there is, first of all, to set up hit squads, which he did, murder teams. He did that. He was successful at that. The second thing that Negroponte, or the first, one of the two things Negroponte was supposed to do while he was there, and apparently he did it quite effectively, was to reactivate some of the more vicious cadres of the old Saddam Hussein secret police, military. And he did that. He did that before he left. That was Negroponte's sole purpose. If you wondered, you know, what the hell is this? And Negroponte's got, you know, the guy who worked with the assassination squads, the murder squads in Central America. Why is he? Yeah, what is this? And he was only there for how many months? Six, seven, if that, 8 months, and then he can't. Now he's I forget where Negroponte is now. He's running some other branch of the Bush crime family. Immediately after Negroponte left, the assassinations began, the targeted assassinations. Now, as far as the car bombs, the suicide bombs, I reserve judgment I don't know if you do or not, but I reserve judgment on who is really responsible for those so-called suicide bombings. Given the fact that my government lies to me about everything, given the fact that my government is run by convicted felons and mass killers, there's a part of me that thinks, maybe, just maybe, some of those so-called suicide bombs that go off and kill scores of Iraqis and injure scores more, maybe they're planted by the CIA. Maybe they're planted by some of these private corporate American military teams. Maybe they're, you wonder, don't you, huh? I don't trust my government, I don't trust anybody in the Bush crime family, and I no longer trust the United States military. That's where I am. The military command. I'm not talking about the soldiers. But if you have any experience with the military, you understand that the soldiers don't have anything to say about anything. They just do what they're told. The military command, as far as I'm concerned in this country, is in the toilet. The civilians who run the military command is in the toilet with them. And the people who run the Bush crime family have become nothing more than a clutch of criminals. So I have my doubts about who's causing the bombings in Iraq. But they are being caused. And as a result of those bombings, hundreds of people are being sent to hospital. Where the Iraqi doctors are supposed to try to patch them out, save their lives. Now this is part of Bush's freedom. These hospitals are overwhelmed by victims of the so-called suicide bombings and shootings. And according to, what do I have? This is from Yahoo News. Blood is mopped up off the floor after every such attack. Well, of course it would be. They're hauling people in who have been blown to pieces. In the meantime, in comes the thugs. The Iraqi army! Not insurgents. Not U.S. military. The Iraqi army. And they come in and they rip curtains away from patients who are lying in bed looking for terrorists. Hogsnot. What they are doing is reestablishing the fear and loathing that Saddam applied to the people of Iraq prior to the U.S. invasion. Only this time, they work directly for the Bush crime family. So the doctors are out on strike. Jesus, God, the doctors are out on strike because they say they can't take it. These security forces that have been trained by Negroponte and the worst aspects of the CIA, these assassination squads, these security forces are randomly rounding up people out of hospitals, on street corners, abusing them during detentions, torturing them, and killing them. So George, you half-witted freak, they don't hate us because we love freedom. They hate us because of what you are doing, you and your thugs. Jesus, God, I can't. It's almost like I can't handle it. Now, aside from that, a working draft of Iraq's new constitution will give a strong role in that constitution to Islamic law, and it's going to curb women's rights, particularly in personal matters like divorce and family inheritance and females owning ownership. It's called Article 14. It has ignited outrage among women's groups in Iraq. And day before yesterday, there was a protest in downtown Baghdad. The draft of this new constitution, in the chapter I'm talking about, guarantees equal rights to women as long as those rights do not violate Sharia or Quranic law. This is the same thing as what the Christian fundamentalists, fakes that they are, want to do in this country. Impose Old Testament Leviticus-style law into our system of justice. So they're using Iraq as a laboratory. Ah, these bastards. Oh, my God. Now, Article 14 would replace A body of Iraq law, listen to this, that has for decades, I think it goes back to 1959, been considered one of the most progressive in the Middle East in protecting the rights of women. It gave them a freedom to choose a husband, required divorce cases to be decided by a judge. That's been in place for half a century. But the Bush crime family and their whores that are now running Iraq, the Iraqi whores, not only are they going into hospitals and taking people out, behind the barrel of a gun, but they're trying to rewrite the Iraq Constitution so that women's rights are in the toilet once again. The progressive body of law that governed Iraq, aside from the sickness and evil machinations of Saddam Hussein, is being swept away. Now, why can't Bush just be honest and say, you know, things are pretty screwed up over there, but we're hoping they're going to improve?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is the rate report from Quicken Loans. 2005 brings an unexpected opportunity for homeowners as mortgage interest rates take a sharp drop. A temporary shift in the bond markets has driven interest rates to their lowest level this year. Quicken Loans is currently reporting 30-year fixed rates hovering just above 5%. Call 800-651-5633 right away for the chance to cut your payments by thousands of dollars a year. No one knows how long these rates will last, so don't miss your opportunity to get a 30-year fixed mortgage for just over 5%. Call 800-651-5633 today. The timing couldn't be better. The lowest rates of the year just in time for home buying season. Call Quicken Loans to take advantage of this short-term drop in rates that could net you long-term savings. Call 800-651-5633 right away. That's 800-651-5633. This is the Rate Report from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 5.347%.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Planet Check, the Green Radio Minute.
One of the most serious air pollution problems in America. Frank O'Donnell from Clean Air Watch explains.
What it is, it's tiny little specks of pollution that comes out of tailpipes of cars, from diesel trucks and buses, from smokestacks, from big electric power plants that burn coal.
The EPA is supposed to crack down on this, but the White House is lagging.
In fact, this rule has become the regulatory equivalent of hemorrhoids. The White House has been sitting on it so long.
The Clean Air Fine Particle Implementation Rule was sent for its approval last October.
And the White House, for political purposes, is sitting on the rule, and people are breathing dirty air as a result.
Around 50,000 people are dying early each year from particle pollution. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. That's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. I just, you know, when I come across, I'm sure you probably feel the same way, when you come across these examples, Afghanistan, the list of horror stories out of Afghanistan is just as egregious. If you dig to find them, you know, because the American media refuse to publish these stories, and I don't understand why. Occasionally, the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times may publish, just like the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, I'd read the entire damn thing on the program about the torture at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. But for the most part, these ongoing stories of the farcical nature of Bush's claim that freedom, dignity, justice, peace, anything has come to these two countries or either of these countries that we have invaded. Why are our media not reporting the truth? That's all. And it's a rhetorical question. Don't even try to answer. Jesus, I think about this stuff. You're not going to go on the air and ask that kind of a question, are you? Yeah, well. But it just goes on and on. What is happening in Afghanistan is horrendous. You know, Afghanistan, for the most part, thanks to the decade-long war waged there by the Soviet Union, And the prior wars waged by the British Empire, in the 19th century, you know, Afghanistan has never, they're still trying, or they were trying to get into the 19th century, much less the 21st. They are a failed state, a broken state. They are a narco state. That's all they are. But the real estate is valuable, because it's across that real estate that the Bush crime family needs to build their damnable pipeline. I don't know. It just is infuriating. That's all. That's all. Just had to vent. I'm sorry. You vent. I'm just venting. Now, one other thing here about the Bush crime family's adeptness at screwing everything to the wall, putting us back. You know, these bastards are putting us back into the hottest aspects of a Cold War. This time it's with China. This time it's with China. Of course, China and Taiwan have been an issue since the bad old days of the Cold War. Back in the Eisenhower era, it was Quemoy and Matsu, two little islands that float between Taiwan and mainland China. Eisenhower was ready to take us to war over Quemoy and Matsu, and the Chinese, the mainlanders, backed down after shelling those two islands. But Taiwan, of course, where the nationalist Chinese wound up, you know, just, you know, practically eliminated the Taiwanese people. You know, you talk about ethnic cleansing. Oh, Jesus. Taiwan has become one of these Asian tigers, so-called, with their economic progress. Well, China now is poised to dominate the planet in this century. Economically, politically, with their foreign policy, they are poised. I'm not saying they're going to, but they are poised to do so. They have the human resources. They have the land mass. They have the military. They have the technology. And right now, they have all the damned American jobs. Well, that's not enough. The Chinese are now saying that the United States goes to the aid of Taiwan in the event of a mainland Chinese attack on that island. You know, if the Chinese decide to get froggy and jump on Taiwan and we respond, the Chinese will be prepared to launch nuclear missiles at America. Now, this is in a Chinese Communist Party document. Jesus Christ. The statement was issued by the Chinese Communist Party's Central Military Commission. And in fact, now I'm not telling you something that's new. This is not new, okay? This is old stuff. And Caspar Weinberger, the former Reagan defense secretary, was talking to a conservative group. This is a couple of years ago. I don't mean to imply this happened yesterday. This is just sitting there waiting. But Weinberger said it might not be wise for America to go to war with China, but it might be necessary. Jesus God. Now, as old as this information is, did you know about it? Did I know about it? Are we aware, thanks to our crack media in this country, are we aware that the Chinese have said, look, you know, we're not Iraq, we're not Yugoslavia. We are China. And if the United States messes with us, we will launch nuclear weapons against you. They said so far the strategic superiority of the U.S. has not been tested in a war against a big country. Oh, my God. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Whenever I get a letter from a lawyer, I say to myself, look out. Well, attorney William Welsenbach wrote, Dear Mr. Orrick, I've written letters of complaint regarding products that I've purchased. I decided to order your Orrick vacuum cleaner, and I'll tell you that my wife and I are more than pleased with it. It obviously reflects great design and engineering and quality manufacturing. Mr. Orrick, you are to be commended. Believe me, folks, I don't make these letters up.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
Remember 1991? We had less than 100 TV channels. Supermodels strutted down runways, and a hardworking man named Hunt bought a new pickup truck. Today, even after 97,000 miles, Hunt's pickup is still going strong. See, Hunt uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Hunt can ride his pickup for the years and TV channels ahead.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today!
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance. And help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
This is what you got to do, Steve. This is how you do it. This is Steve Earle, and the revolution starts now here on Air America Radio. Steve, you got to hit now.
Oh, I see now. That's it. Okay. All right.
Take it from me. I'm a pro. I've been on the radio now a good 4 months. This is how you do it.
All right, cool. Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening. The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
All right.
That's
all right.
Good.
The revolution starts now.
China's the fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing.
Don't leave out the part there where they have nukes targeted at the United States, moron. Oh, well. Now, the other thing, before we go to your calls, do y'all know the number? 866-303-2270. We're going to get your calls fairly early, fairly quickly tonight. The hiding by the mainstream media of the impeachment question regarding George Bush. I wasn't aware of this, but Zogby International has an article out talking about how the latest polls are showing more support for impeaching Bush now than there was for impeaching Clinton, at the height of the Monica Lewinsky crap back in 1998. But the mainstream media are not reporting this. More than 4 in 10 Americans, 40%, what is it, 42% of Americans, according to this recent Zogby poll, say that if Bush did not tell the truth about his reasons for going to war with Iraq, well, duh! Congress should consider holding him accountable through impeachment. If? Since when does if apply any longer to anything regarding Bush and this attack on Iraq? Regarding Bush and his attack on America? Regarding Bush and his attack on the American worker, the American old person, the American entrepreneur, the American factory worker, the American farmer, the American environmentalist, the American woman? If is no longer operative. If Bush did not tell the truth about his reasons for going to war with Iraq, 42% of Americans say Congress should start impeaching him. Oh, God. Now, you know this, I know this. It's sad, but it's true. We live in the age of Reagan, Pappy Bush, the attack on Clinton, and now this jerk that's in the White House now. Since we live in that age, impeachment is no longer a legal act, it's a political act. And that's a shame, isn't it? So since the Republicans are in control of everything in this country, all the way down to state legislatures, state governorships, the Senate, the House, the Supreme Court, the presidency, how is there going to be an actual articles of impeachment filed? There's not a single Republican in Congress who is honest, who has any honor, who has any sort of belief in ethical behavior. Because if there were, what do you need for proof? If there were, there would be members of the House or the Senate, Republican members, working in conjunction with each other to bring this regime down, to get it out of office. It's destroying us. It's turning us into a police state. But there's not a Republican in Congress who would do that. Not one. None of them. If the Republicans are not owned by this phony-ass Christian right, or owned by these right-wing political neo-Nazis, If it's not one of those two, then they are cowards like John McCain. They have been so beaten, just beaten to death. They've been beaten. Their wives have been beaten. You know, Rove loves to go after the wife. Look what he did to John McCain's wife when it looked like McCain was going to get the nomination in the 2004, the run-up to 2004. Remember that? Huh? He goes after Cindy McCain, saying she's a junkie, a drug addict. Rove goes after their adopted Bangladeshi child, saying, would you vote or not vote for John McCain if you knew he had an African-American child? Rove is the worst kind of bully. He beats up on women. He beats up on women. Look what he did to Joe Wilson. Look what he did to Valerie Plame. Rove is the worst kind of bully. He's an abuser. He's a pig. So the Republicans in the House or the Senate, the House where the articles have to arise, but in the Senate also, the Republicans who could be saying, chattering amongst themselves about how filthy and corrupt this regime is and how when it comes down, it's going to take the Republican Party with it. They could be discussing ways to remedy this situation. Look, guys, maybe we ought to get together and remove this bastard from office. We did it with Nixon. We were the ones, Republicans were the ones, who went to Nixon and said, look, you are going to be impeached and you're going to be convicted. So you might as well resign and go to San Clemente and write your memoirs. Republicans did that. Do you think Nixon or the rest of the Nixon crime family would have paid any attention if the Democrats had shown up? When are the Republicans going to tell Bush this? Well, they're not. Why? Because they're terrified. John McCain is a classic example. He has become a coward of the highest order. He allows these bastards to assault his wife, assault his child, and he still sucks up to Bush. What kind of a man is that? You gutless wonder, what kind of a man are you, McCain? You coward? So who in the Republican Party is going to stand up to the Bush crime family? If they are not part of the religious right, they're part of the neo-Nazi political right, or they're absolutely terrified to do anything. And who are they afraid of? Butterbutt himself, Karl Rove, the woman abuser, the child abuser? Good God. So here 42% of Americans are saying this guy has got to be removed. If it's shown that he lied about Iraq. I don't know what the word if means in that context. Do you? Remember the Downing Street memo? Nobody talks about it anymore. It's all there. It's all there. Every bit of it. The Zogby poll also found that Bush's job approval ratings had slipped to 43%. But the jaw dropper, according to Zogby, was that 42% said they would favor impeachment proceedings. Jesus. In October 1998, as the House moved to impeach Clinton over the Lewinsky scandal, a Zogby poll found 39% of voters supported the House action. 56% opposed it. 50% opposed the impeachment of Bush. Do you understand that? I'm sure you do. Zogby said the question presented to the people being polled, if it is found that the president misled the nation about his reasons for going to war with Iraq, would you favor impeachment? Zogby said the hypothetical question there reveals just how badly divided the country is over the war, but also that people may be more comfortable with the idea of throwing this president out of office. Now, there's all sorts of websites you can go to. ImpeachCentral.com, ImpeachBush.org, TheFourReasons.org, and, of course, AfterDowningStreet.org. But if you ever had any doubt that the media is complicit in the cover-up, then here's your proof that they are complicit. Because nobody talks about this. It's not on the front page of the Times or the Post. It's not in the Miami Herald or the Journal Constitution. You know what the headline in the Atlanta Journal Constitution was yesterday? Bush nominates conservative. I'm expecting tomorrow they will say, water has been found to be wet. Is there anything that 42% of Americans agree on that the media cares about so little? Think about that. I mean, if 42% of us decided that, pick something. If 42% of us decided that global warming is a real thing, media would be all over it. If 42% of us decided that too many jobs were being drained out of the country thanks to NAFTA, media would be all over it. 42% of us say if George Bush lied about the reasons for taking us to war in Iraq, then he should be removed from office. And where did I get this? I had to get this from Zogby.com. The person that sent it to me said, the latest poll shows more support for impeaching Bush now than there was for impeaching Clinton, yada yada. The mainstream wimp media are reluctant to report on this. And then my emailer sent me a couple little snippets of little sneaky things that managed to get into the Washington Post. And that's what I was just quoting to you. Does that sound like a big Washington Post article, what I was just quoting to you? No, it doesn't. My God. 42%. Think about that through the break. We'll come back. And we're going to start taking some phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
brow. Get stupid, cause I know how. Check my brain in. Be an idiot. Act learning. Stay ignorant. Be remedial. Wear the dust caps. Loud children. Drool like a hunchback. Don't discuss things. Shout the last word. Put your wristed out the pasture. Drop your IQ. That's what I do. My advice to girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientists. Try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
We'll be right back.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could become comfortably numb. Don't you all ever feel that way? There was a lot of a whole series of moments during the Clinton years, and I'm really sorry to admit this, but a whole series of strung together moments, like so many diamonds on a necklace, where I was comfortably numb. How about you? There were times during the Clinton 8 years I didn't even have a job, so I'm not talking about financially comfortable. Or even for that matter, spiritually comfortable, but with the emphasis on numb. There was periods of time in those 8 years of Clinton where I was comfortably numb. God, I miss that. I just miss that. You know, where did you feel that? Huh? Right, truth seeker, where your brain wasn't even engaged. Oh, there were moments, but it was kind of like, anybody got any more peanut brittle? Hey, somebody fire up a joint. Let's. That now I know that sounds like the 60s. Oh, baloney! That was the 90s. Man, one of our firefighters in New York sends me this email. Isn't it convenient that the Downing Street memo has taken a back seat since the Roe revelation and the nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court? The neocons, my correspondent writes, have skillfully managed again to manipulate the media in order to set yet another smoke screen to cover, to blot out the old and or unfinished stories. To borrow a term of a good friend of mine, they use tricknology to deflect the American public from getting the truth. I like that, TNT. Tricknology. Y'all get that word out there, okay? Tricknology. That's what I like that. Good word, TNT. Good word. Yeah. Even I have stopped talking about this is day, what is it now? Day 76? Day 80? Since the Times of London revealed the minutes of the so-called Downing Street memo, where it was revealed what the Bush crime family did to take us to war, to murder tens of thousands of Iraqis and almost 2,000 of our own people. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Now, we have three quick audio clips about the John Roberts Supreme Court nomination tonight that will absolutely erase any doubt that you may have had, and I know this audience, I'm sure you didn't have any, but just in case you had any doubts about his intentions to rubber stamp all of Scalia's decisions, just like his trained organ grinder monkey Clarence Thomas does, John Roberts is going to be another little monkey on the end of Scalia's organ. Hand organ. Oh, Jesus, I'm just getting deeper and deeper over my head on that one. You know, crank organ. What the hell is it, Kathy?
You better go back to singing the Buster Brown song tonight. Froggy, ignite your magic spinner.
No, it's not ignite. Never mind, you're too young. You don't know what you're talking about. Just produce a show, okay? So Roberts is going to be just another monkey. Now, don't send me an email saying I'm being racist because I'm referring to Clarence Thomas as a monkey. He is a monkey. I call Bush a monkey. They're all monkeys. They're chattering chimpanzees. But if you have any doubts about John Roberts, we got three quick audio clips we're going to play for you after the break. Then we're going to take your calls. Of his intent, his absolute determination to work with the neo-fascist now majority of the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And in overturning Roe v. Wade, they're not just rendering inoperative, the idea that a woman, if she chooses, can get a safe, medically sure abortion. They are eliminating the basis for the ruling on Roe v. Wade. There was never any ruling that said it shall be legal for women to terminate their pregnancies. That was never said. What was said was that there is an implied right of privacy in the United States Constitution that seeking abortion fits right into, and therefore the government of the United States or the various states do not have the right to infringe into that right of privacy. So when Roe v. Wade is overturned, for you people who are on the fence about abortion, let me tell you something, truth seeker. This is not about just terminating a pregnancy. It's about whether or not you have a right to privacy. Think about it.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Is John Roberts the Scalia Thomas clone that candidate Bush promised would be his first Supreme Court pick? Or is he the mainstreamer President Bush suggested he was looking for? At first blush, Roberts may not appear to be a right-wing judicial activist, but the rigorous scrutiny in the days ahead is likely to expose that he's a hard-nosed extremist with a soft conservative facade. In short, Bush may have just nominated a stealth candidate. Now, it's said that a president ought to have a great deal of latitude when it comes to making judicial nominations. But all indications are that Roberts is not the nominee of President Bush, the man who condemns judges who would legislate from the bench and undermine, quote, equal justice for all. No, Roberts is the political pick of candidate Bush, the man who promised right-wing Republicans that he would give them another Scalia or Thomas. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas' five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, showcase the strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon. All on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-3-FUN-NOW. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 866-3-FUN-NOW. That's 866-3-FUN-NOW.
A small shipping and handling charge may apply. Void where prohibited.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Thank you.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer. Judge John Roberts once said the Roe decision should be overturned. Another time he indicated he could live with it. But abortion rights groups aren't taking any chances with Roberts. They rallied today near the Supreme Court, calling for rejection of President Bush's nominee to replace Sandra Day O'Connor, Vicky Saporta, president of the National Abortion Federation.
He is on record as arguing that Roe deserves to be overturned, that there is no support for it in the Constitution. George Bush promised us a strict constructionist, somebody who would be a vote on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, another Scalia, another Thomas, and that is who he has nominated.
Democrats generally reserved judgment, but they're making it clear some questioning lies ahead. The Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid, said Roberts has an impressive legal career, but he says that doesn't qualify him to serve on the high court. If he is confirmed, it will not take long to determine if Roberts will shift the Supreme Court to the right. Abortion, gay rights, and assisted suicide are among the first issues the court will consider in the fall. And what does Sandra Day O'Connor think of the man who will probably replace her? She says she's been enormously impressed with John Roberts, who's argued many cases before the court, but she is also a little disappointed that the number of women on the court is being cut in half. The House of Representatives today passed a resolution opposing an early exit from Iraq. The resolution says calls for an early withdrawal are a mistake that will only make the terrorists bolder. The measure approved 291 to 137 says the United States should leave Iraq only when national security and foreign policy goals related to a free and stable Iraq have been achieved. The measure drew opposition from some Democrats who said it implied that questioning President Bush's policies on Iraq is unpatriotic. The GOP-controlled House also voted 304 to 124, resolving that the detention and lawful interrogation of detainees at Guantanamo is essential to the war on terrorism. Some critics of the reported prisoner abuse and lack of legal recourse for the detainees, of course, have called for Guantanamo to be closed. And lawyers for a CIA contract employee accused of beating an Afghanistan prisoner in 2003 asked the judge to dismiss the charges Wednesday, saying the government should not be allowed to prosecute him in civilian court. David Passaro was the first civilian to face prisoner abuse charges stemming from the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He has denied any role in a prisoner's death and claims the military made him a scapegoat. Passaro's lawyers argued that any prosecution of the 38-year-old former Special Forces soldier from North Carolina should be in a U.S. military court or a court in Afghanistan because, they said, he was following government orders. Passaro was recruited by the CIA.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-993-1128. 1-800-993-1128. That's 1-800-993-1128.
Millions of American families rely on Lincoln and Mercury cars, trucks, and SUVs. Right now, Lincoln Mercury invites you to join the family and pay the same low prices our employees and their families pay. Introducing the Lincoln Mercury Family Plan. Through August 1st, you'll get discounts on every Lincoln and Mercury vehicle at participating dealers. No hassle, no gimmicks. From our Lincoln Mercury family to your family. Welcome. Available on 05 models. Take delivery from participating dealer stock by 8105. See dealer for complete details.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh! Thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast.
fill my tank to the brim with the foreman's gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Yeah,
driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The Kyle Jason Show.
Phoebe Snow, I am just very happy that you're here.
My most favorite thing to talk about and the most important thing to me in the world is talking to young artists who are coming up. Don't let anybody change musically what you're doing. If you believe in what you're doing and you know that you're on the right track in your heart, if you're in love with music, don't lose that. That's the most important thing.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
Seven past the hour. This is still Air America. I'm still Mike Malloy. Several of you have sent this to me, I've got to mention it. We're going to get to the calls, I promise you, momentarily. But the Pentagon has a new toy, a new gun. Have you heard about this? It's a ray gun. And Reuters reported this today. It says scientists are questioning the safety of a Star Wars-style ray gun due to be deployed in Iraq next year for riot control. Yeah, okay. I didn't know that there were riots in Iraq. I know there are bombs going off, but I haven't seen any riots. Have you seen any riots? Hey, Kathy, have you seen any riots? No, I've seen a lot of dead people. I've seen a lot of people blown up by so-called suicide, but I haven't seen any riots. Oh, well. See, this is what the Bush crime family, one of the more wicked things that they are doing. New technology, new weaponry, and they're going to test it on civilian population. We're not fighting an army. We're fighting what they call insurgents. And whether you agree with them or not, and frankly, I don't. But it's their country, it's their religion, whatever they want to do. If they, you know, if they want to hogtie each other and beat each other with the willow canes, I don't give a damn. If that's what they believe is their lot in life, let them. And when the people get tired of it, they'll rise up and overthrow their overlords and butcher them all. Just like the Italians did to Mussolini. Yada, 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 yada. But we're on the scene, you see. We're in Iraq. So what we're going to do is practice and try out some of these new weapons. This is a, it's called the Active Denial System. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty. The Active Denial System weapon. It's classified as, quote, less lethal, end quote, by the Pentagon. It doesn't say less lethal than what? Less lethal than a nuclear bomb? Less lethal than a BB gun? Less lethal than what? But it fires a 95 gigahertz microwave beam at rioters to cause heating and intolerable pain in less than 5 seconds. And it says here the idea is that people caught in the beam will rapidly try to move out of it and therefore break up the crowd. Oh, really? Now, this is for rioting in Iraq? I don't think there's been any, but there may be rioting here. There's a big-ass demonstration planned for D.C. on September 24th, 5th, and 6th. What happens when you have a huge crowd and you fire one of these weapons into the crowd? Huh? People would try to get out of the beam? Oh, you mean like in a stampede? New Scientist magazine reported yesterday, or today, that during tests carried out at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico, participants playing the part of rioters were told to remove glasses and contact lenses to protect their eyes. In another test, they were also told to remove metal objects like coins from their clothing to avoid, I love this term, local hot spots developing on their skin. Now, let us pause. You've done this, haven't you? I've done it. You take some sort of container, I don't care what it is, and it's going to go in the microwave. And you know you're supposed to remove all metal from these containers, right? We get some baby food fruit for Molly. It comes in these little plastic tubs. And you peel off the top. And the top is like aluminum foil, like a gum wrapper, that kind of aluminum foil. And sometimes if you don't, we find out real quick, if you don't get all of that aluminum foil off and you pop it in for like 10 seconds, it explodes! There's fire! There's burning metal! So can you imagine if you have a pocket full of coins and you get hit by a 95 gigahertz microwave beam? Well, according to the military, what results are local hot spots developing on your skin. Neil Davison, coordinator of the Non-Lethal Weapons Research Project at Britain's Radford University, says, what happens if someone in the crowd is unable, for whatever reason, to move away from the beam? How do you ensure that the dose doesn't cross the threshold for permanent damage? The magazine that's reporting on this, New Scientist, said a vehicle-mounted version of the weapon named Sheriff is scheduled for service in Iraq in 2006, and that the U.S. Marines and, here it comes, police are both working on portable versions. This is what they have in store for us, Truth Seeker. Do you doubt it? Do you think this is for Iraqis only? Do you think this is for the little bearded people over there in Iraq who have darker skin than the average Bush crime family member? Okay, with the exception of Condoleezza Rice. Is that what you think? Do you think this is... Okay, with the exception of Gonzalez. All right, there's a few. But you know what I'm talking about. They're mostly white men! And they're going to burn. Literally. This reminds me of the neutron bomb. Remember the neutron bomb? Remember all that science fiction-y neutron bomb stuff that came out? When was that? Early 80s? Remember that? Well, the neutron bomb destroys living tissue, but not structures. It destroys organic material, but not inorganic material. Remember that? The neutron bomb. Jesus Christ. If there is such a thing as reincarnation or an afterlife, I hope I come back as a stone or a chunk of metal someplace. The Sheriff. Isn't that cute? They're naming it the Sheriff. 95 gigahertz beam of microwave energy aimed at you if you, quote, riot, end quote. And who determines what constitutes a, quote, riot, question mark, close quote? Mr. Bush? Mr. Gonzalez? Mr. Chertoff? Mr. Negroponte? Mr. Elliot Abrams? Mr. Cheney? Anyway, to all the folks who sent me that article, there, it's out. Of course, this has that psychopathic bastard Donald Rumsfeld's fingerprints all over it, doesn't it? You can just see him in an R&D meeting at the Department of Defense. Hey, guys, any of you fellas got a way to turn the Iraqis into human popcorn? Wouldn't that be really neat? Can we do that? Can we beam the bastards and watch them go bang? Wouldn't that be fun? You know, we're getting a lot of complaints from the doctors over there that they got to patch people up from our, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, suicide bombers. So, how about let's not leave anything for them to patch up? Make them go snap, crackle, pop. You got anything along those lines, boys? Could you get something on the assembly line quickly? Oh, and by the way, once we get it perfected, you never know what these liberal bastards are going to do here, right? Huh? You never know what these liberal bastards are going to do here, right? Good God.
Hour approaches, the killing chill takes over him. His victims will not know.
Oh, and one other thing, boys. Got any reports on my World War IV robots? You know, remember those? How's that project coming?
His psycho mind, he won't be happy till he smells.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Okay, very quickly, regarding John Roberts' nomination, we are going to start posting things on the main page of our of my website, MikeMalloy.com. Again, I'm going to hand Kathy a stack of them here. One of the things we're going to post, and I'm not going to get into it right now, is something that Bruce Shapiro has written for The Nation Online. He posted it today. The stakes in John Roberts' nomination. We're going to post that and some other stuff. So what we used to do, at the end of every program, we would post articles that we had made reference to during the program, and we stopped doing that because, you know, the baby who comes to work with us every night. But she's, you know, finally at the point over the past few months where she sleeps. She goes to sleep right before the program begins and doesn't wake up until we get her up to take her home. So We will, the point of that is Kathy now has the time to go ahead and post some of these links. So you go to MikeMalloy.com, and on the main page, first page you get, it'll say recent show topics, and they will be listed in what, descending order, Kathy? Is that how it works, descending order? Okay. So I want you to read, if you get a chance, Bruce Shapiro's Nation Online article about why the nomination of John Roberts, the defeat of the nomination of John Roberts is important. But then I get an email from Mike in Connecticut. He says, Mike, I'm ashamed of my senator here in Connecticut, Joe Lieberman. He stated today that, in essence, John Roberts is a good candidate for the Supreme Court. Here we go again, Mike writes. Those, I can't say what he's written here, Democrats. Those blankety blank, blank blank, the blank blank, F, blank F, blank blank, F, 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 blank blank blank, Democrats. Yeah, I know. All right, a couple of sound bites very quickly, and then your phone calls for the rest of the program. This is the press briefing today. Simple Scotty made it clear that this briefing was going to be devoted to the discussion of John Roberts Jr., Bush's pick to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. Oh, God, I hate these people. Now, you have to assume that Scott McClellan couldn't handle any more Treasongate questions about the architect, Butterbutt. I don't like the architect. That's Bush's name. I like Butterbutt. He's just... All right, so anyway, listen. As Simple Scotty tries to explain why Bush skipped over all the female judges on this list to nominate Roberts. Now, we know the real reason, of course. But the reporter begins by saying, Scott, Justice O'Connor is quoted as saying that Roberts is, quote, good in every way except he's not a woman. What's the president's reaction to that comment?
Justice O'Connor is someone that the president has the highest regard for. He has great respect for Justice O'Connor, and she has served with great distinction. We appreciate the job that she has done. The president made the decision that Judge Roberts was the best person for this position, and that's what he based his decision on.
So were there no qualified women?
There were a number of qualified women that the president considered. He considered a diverse group of individuals. The president believes that Judge Roberts is the best person to fill this position, and that's why he nominated him.
And what made him more ideal than the women the president could?
Well, I think you should look at the qualities that he possesses. He is someone of unquestioned integrity who believes in faithfully interpreting our Constitution, our laws. He is someone of high intellect and great legal ability, and he is...
Women who met that standard.
No, I didn't say that at all.
All right, let's cut the crap, okay? Jeffy Lube is not there to grease the way for you, Scott, right? Bush made the decision that Roberts was the best person for the position because no woman would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. Period! And Bush believes that Roberts is the best anti-choice person to fill the position. Now again, as your humble and obedient servant here, I've said this before, and there's no need to repeat it, but I repeat it. Pro-choice people are also anti-abortion. None of us like abortion. Like? What a hell of a word. What we pro-choice people insist upon, though, is the right of a woman to make that decision herself. Hopefully, with input from the man who assisted in producing the pregnancy, her physician, and her concept of ethical or moral behavior. That's all. And government has no business there. None. Roe v. Wade being overturned is so much bigger than an end to legal pregnancy termination. It is an end to the concept upon which Roe v. Wade was based, and that is an inherent constitutional right to privacy. And that's why this is so damned important. But of course, nobody in media is going to frame that way for us, are they? No one is going to say that. It's going to be, well, you know, they want to kill the little unborn babies.
No, we don't want to kill the unborn babies, but we do believe that it will...
Nah, you want to kill the unborn babies. No, we don't want to kill the unborn babies. Yeah, you want to kill the unborn... That's not the issue. Jesus, that's not the issue.
And you don't have to take it.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Americans for Energy Independence at EI2025.org urges you to take action and free our nation from the grip of foreign oil imports. Before you purchase your next car, truck, van, or SUV, consider that $200 billion of our hard-earned dollars will be spent purchasing foreign oil, money that goes to many questionable governments. Nearly $40 billion will be paid to Saudi Arabia alone. You can make a difference, and your voice will be heard at EI2025.org. We must make the Middle East strategically irrelevant, and you have the power to help. Join us. Americans for Energy Independence is dedicated to making our country energy independent by the year 2025. But we need you. Get involved and explore the possibilities at EI2025.org. Together we can claim our nation's second independence. EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
Jerry Springer.
The voice of reason.
Provide security.
Leave us alone.
Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
This is a grown-up conversation.
We're talking about serious things. Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
All this talk about Supreme Court nominee John Roberts, but the real question is, you ever wonder if his wife, say, CIA operative?
Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun.
All right, 26 before the hour. Simple Scotty debriefing today. We got two more of these, and then your phone calls. I want you to listen now to the song and dance that Scotty uses to try to sidestep around this reporter's very straightforward question about why Bush nominated a man who was diametrically opposed to O'Connor's views on Roe v. Wade. The question from the reporter, Scott, what was the obligation for the White House to pick someone along the lines of Sandra Day O'Connor's judicial philosophy? She's a moderate conservative. She upheld Roe v. Wade. He, on the other hand, is totally the opposite. Didn't the president feel obligated to try to fill that judicial philosophy?
I think the obligation the president has is to appoint someone who he believes is the best person for the position and someone who meets the criteria that he outlined. The criteria that he outlined was someone who will faithfully interpret our Constitution and laws, someone of integrity, someone who brings great legal ability to the position. And I think all you have to do is look at Judge Roberts' lifetime of achievement
and
recognize that he meets all those criteria. And the president has an obligation to the American people to consider a diverse group of individuals, and he did.
And then he picked the one most likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. Come on, Scott, you quacker. Oh, my God. Now, as you listen to the answer, you're saying to yourself, Jesus, Malloy just played that. No. It's just that this is what McClellan does. He just stands out and repeats the same thing over and 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 over. And I love this comment when he says, I think all you have to do is look at Judge Roberts' lifetime of achievement. Lifetime? He's been a judge for 24 months! Quack! Quack, 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 quack! Lifetime of achievement? Oh, you sorry bastard. But see, he knows that nobody's going to pick up on that. Nobody's going to say, Scott, a follow-up question, please. Please call on me. Oh, thank you. What do you mean lifetime, you dumb bastard? He's only been a judge for 2 years! Before that, he was one of those despicable trial attorneys that the Bush crime family is always railing against, right? Oh, and before that, he also worked as a he worked for Ken Starr when Ken Starr was Reagan's Solicitor General. yeah, he did. Sneaky little bastard.
Quack, quack.
And finally tonight, we just couldn't get through a week without something from this execrable thug, the pig man.
Rush, death by temptation, Limbaugh! The pill popper, the one that sends his housekeeper out to Denny's parking lot to do drug deals on the street. Ah, you filthy pig!
So here's the pig man explaining how, much to the dismay of what he calls libs.
I'm a lib, you're a lib!
The pigman explains how the Supreme Court can reverse its own previous decisions. Okay, now that's precisely why this guy who looks like Alan Bates, or not Alan Bates, but Norman Bates, was nominated to replace O'Connor's sometimes moderate swing vote with a staunchly neocon Scalia rubber stamp. This Roberts guy. So maybe you've been listening to our show, this program, or others like it on this network, and you think we're being too reactionary about Roberts' position on Roe v. Wade? Listen to what the oxymoron had to say today about the Roberts nomination. Then decide if we're worrying about nothing.
Right now, Roe v. Wade's a law of the land. But when you get to the Supreme Court, can you, as a judge, change Supreme Court precedent? Now, a lot of libs are out there saying, you can't do that. Why, the Supreme Court's the law of the land. Why, what they say is final. Of course the Supreme Court can reverse itself. They can reverse themselves on Roe. They can reverse themselves on portions of Roe. Justice Scalia has written over his career that it's apparent to him that the mansion, the big house of abortion law will have to be dismantled door jam by door jam, meaning piece by piece. He doesn't think it's ever going to be taken care of in one fell swoop. So you nibble at it around the edges, like, okay, you deal with parental consent. And then you make it tougher and tougher and tougher to actually have one, and you do this in stages, and then eventually you get to the point where you overturn it.
Oh, gee, Russ, that's really cool. I like that. Can you repeat it so I can write it down and go a little bit slower, you OxyContin freak?
Oh, God, listen, Harriet. Malloy's making fart noises on the radio again. Now, is that what a mature adult it does? No, that's what these liberals do. They make fart noises.
Yeah, we make fart noises when we're listening to an... Whoops, almost said it. Last two sentences. You deal with parental consent, and then you make it tougher and tougher to actually have one. You do this in stages, and eventually you get to the point where you overturn it. Okay? Now, again, keep in mind, you know, this OxyContin bastard would never, ever, 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 ever tell his brain-dead, knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing, freakoid listeners that this is an issue of privacy. No, 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 no. This is an issue of killing little babies! Now, Limbaugh is the one who's screaming about his right of privacy. In the state of Florida, where they want to see how many doctors he went to feed his drug habit. Oh, it's my right of privacy. Oh, it's political motivated. Oh, the prosecutor's a Democrat. I have the right of privacy. I'm the pig man. Hey, pig man, Roe v. Wade is about privacy, too. You lying son of a bitch. Why don't you tell your listeners that? Because you know their heads would explode if you did. Huh? So, once again, the wild-eyed hypocrisy of this degenerate slug who operates out of his mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. The wild-eyed degeneracy and the hypocrisy. While he slices and dices in his inimitable way, his drug-addled way, a decision by the United States Supreme Court that, yes, people do have a constitutional right to privacy, he, on the other hand, hires another one of those trial attorneys to protect his. Ain't that a bitch? Now, you Limbaugh listeners who cluster around this program like moths around a campfire, why don't you call your boy tomorrow and ask him about that, huh? Hmm? Yeah? But there's nothing unusual about that, is there? Because every single neo-Nazi conservative, from Limbaugh to Santorum to Cheney to Bush, to all of them are hypocrites and liars. They are immoral. They are devoid of ethics. They are scum.
Because you say so, Mike?
No. Because of what they do. And, of course, if they're like Santorum, they're also necrophiliacs because they like to bring home dead things, like their own child. Dead things. Here, kids, come here. Look what Mommy and Daddy brought home for you. A dead baby. Come play with it.
Don't want to, Dad.
Come play with it.
Don't want to, Dad. It's dead. Daddy, it's dead. Our little brother's dead.
Come play with it.
Don't want to, Daddy. Please. I have to go to the bathroom. Can I play with a dead kitty instead? Or a dead bird? I don't like playing with a dead little brother. Daddy, please. Don't make me play.
Get over here! Jesus gave us this dead baby. Play with it.
How about a dead hamster? Can I do that?
This is my private life. I've got no friends to fear. I've got no problems, no cross to bear. If you can find me, come get me out of here. This is my private place. Everything is neat and clean. The skeletons are hidden in the closet. This is my private place. Come get me out of here.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Karl Rove's role in the Valerie Plame affair has sent the right-wing BS machine into overdrive. First, Annie Get Your Gun Coulter went on right-wing radio to say that outing a CIA operative was no big deal, because everybody knew Plame worked for the CIA. Then, the chair of the Republican National Committee said Rove hadn't done anything wrong because he didn't actually give reporters Valerie Plame's name. Yeah, right. Rove just said Joe Wilson's wife was CIA and let reporters Google her name. Now there's a rock-solid defense. Bottom line, the White House targeted Joe Wilson for retribution and has been lying for 2 years to cover it up. Meanwhile, Robert Novak, the journalist who first outed Plame, is untouched. And Judith Miller, who never even wrote a story about any of this, is in jail. The White House thinks they can get away with this. Will you let them? This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733, or visit Colox.com at C-H-O-L-O-X.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Y'all are so patient. Jonathan is calling from New York City. Jonathan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. All I want to know is, when is this nightmare going to end?
Well, when we all stop drinking the Kool-Aid, I guess.
I understand Negroponte is now directly responsible for overseeing our entire country.
Yeah, how about that?
The man who's been convicted of setting up death squads.
That's right.
Are you joking me?
Well, he was never convicted, but it's common knowledge that the son of a bitch is just an absolute killer. I mean, that's what he does. That's his function. That's why Satan spewed him out into onto Earth, is so he could look at him. Look at Negroponte. He is one of Satan's bastard children. And Chertoff is the other one. What they are to do is to come up here out of the depths of hell and sow distrust and despair and death and destruction. Big D, little D. What begins with D, right?
And then the pig man. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, Mike?
I know.
Thank you for speaking out. I'm trying to tell everyone about this Saturday and about the rally in September.
Yeah, do that. Keep talking about that.
But I'll remember to keep the coins out of my pocket when they hit us with a laser.
Yeah, don't walk around with any coins in your pocket or rings on your fingers or metal necklaces around your neck or belt buckle. Don't forget your belt buckle.
Oh, man. I pray for this country every day, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's a waste of time. You need to learn how to fire weapons.
I'm working.
All right.
Have a good one, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate you checking in. All right, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm sorry if you're religious, whoever you are. Now, pray? Who was it that said, and I'm going to screw up the quote, but somebody will email it to me. Who was it that said, people or humans or men, this is an old saying, so it probably just said men, will never be free until the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest. Now, if that were true a couple of hundred years ago or 300 years ago when it was said, think about it now. No, don't pray. Don't pray for this country to somehow get out of the clutches of these murdering bastards. Learn how to fire weapons so that if the time does come, when they aim at you 95 gigahertz of focused microwave energy, you can step out of the beam and fire back. Eh? Eh? You think? Jesus. Bill is calling from Cleveland. Bill, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Great to talk to you again, Mike.
My pleasure, sir.
God bless Jonathan. Hey, you gotta love the guy, and keep on going, Jonathan. But I got to tell you, man, I'm fed up with this. I mean, I share your anger, and if anybody else shares our anger, get off of your butt and get active, for crying out loud.
Sure.
Absolutely. Just a quick comment about the administration. They're all traitors, and they need to be carried out in bamboo cages.
Oh, God, the old tiger?
I'm not kidding you, man.
The tiger cages, huh?
Well, along those lines, too, 36 years ago, I volunteered to put my life on the line for this country,
uh-huh.
And did millions of other guys.
Right.
And in September, I'm going to be putting my life on the line for this country, too. There's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us out there.
I hope so.
And the worst mistake that bastard can do is have some kid National Guardsman with a rifle and order him to fire at us.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Nixon had no problem with it. At Kent State, he had no problem with it.
I know. I was in when that happened. But, and about the pig man?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that deal with the memo to Air Force One when Bush was on his way to Africa?
Oh, well, share it. What happened?
Okay, basically it was a wire sent from the White House to Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
That was the basic outing of Joe Wilson's wife.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the thing of it is, if that's the case, then that means Bush was in it from the beginning, and he is just as guilty of treason as anybody else.
I agree.
They're all freaking traitors, man.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what they're doing. Listen, we got a break here. Thanks a lot, Bill, for checking in. I hope to hear from you again. By the way, I don't know if it's us or you, but your phone is breaking up quite a bit. But anyway, we can hear you loud and clear. Thanks, pal. Thanks for checking in. Take care. Maybe we'll run across each other in D.C. on September 24th. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Oric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Ah, that magic year, 1993. Men wore ponytails, proudly. Grunge was a sound and a dress style. And a smart guy named Mark bought the car of his dreams.
After 11 years and 104,000 miles, Mark still drives his baby because he uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Mark can drive his dream car through all the hairstyles to come.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The launch of Space Shuttle Discovery is now set for Tuesday. Shuttle Program Manager Bill Parsons told a news conference that NASA engineers have spent the last week troubleshooting a fuel sensor malfunction. That's what scrubbed last Wednesday's Discovery launch.
We'll have a pretest briefing for a launch countdown on Friday afternoon, and then we will pick up the count for a launch on Saturday.
Parsons says that NASA teams will continue through the troubleshooting procedures until beginning the launch countdown on Saturday. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge John Roberts spent his first full day since nomination meeting members of the U.S. Senate on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist told reporters that the Senate is ready to go as preparations for Roberts' confirmation hearings get underway. Chicago area Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky has serious reservations about Judge Roberts. The Democratic representative says Roberts has a record of decisions that are out of step with mainstream beliefs.
He has a history of undermining a woman's right to choose, failing to uphold landmark civil rights decisions, siding with big corporations at the expense of workers and the environment, and eroding the First Amendment rights of Americans.
Schakowsky contends that his legal qualifications are not the issue, but what really matters is whether or not Roberts will try to impose what she says are extremely conservative views on the mainstream. The U.S. is warning Americans in Saudi Arabia to keep a low profile. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh said that militants are planning additional attacks. The warning comes after a relative lull in militant attacks in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government, meanwhile, says its security forces have uncovered a militant arms cache south of Riyadh. Kodak has announced it is cutting more than 10,000 jobs as part of its attempts to restructure. Another 15,000 jobs may also be lost in the next 2 years. The company's stock price fell sharply after the announcement, Owen Fay reports.
In the latest financial quarter, Kodak's losses were significantly worse than analyst expectations and prompted the decision to slash its traditional business. Initially, the company said long-term restructuring would mean the loss of about 15,000 jobs by 2007. Now that figure will be closer to 25,000. Kodak is now placing most of its resources in digital technology, reducing its investment in traditional film from just under $3 billion last year to about $1 billion today. Owen Fay, Washington.
Emily has now been downgraded to a tropical storm and is in northern Mexico. Forecasters say maximum winds are down to 70 miles per hour and will continue to decrease overnight. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Nabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
If there's a leak out of my administration, I want to know who it is. If the person has violated law, the person will be taken care of.
At Air America Radio, we're holding George W. Bush to his word. Go to airamericaradio.com/Rove and sign our petition to have George W. Bush fire Karl Rove. Now, show the White House you're furious. Go to airamericaradio.com/Rove and sign this petition. Tell George W. Bush he can no longer protect Karl Rove.
I know that.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. Wow, somebody just sent me, who sent this to me? Well, once again, it comes without a name attached to it. But if you go to onlinejournal.com, Margie Burns has a special report. The headline is, Supreme Court nominee Roberts' lawyer wife facilitates global satellite system projects, and her firm is targeting Iraq reconstruction. So here we have one of those dirty, rotten, filthy lawyers. You know, when I saw her on television the other day, I thought, oh, no, when Bush was announcing her husband's nomination, and one of the cameras, I saw it today, a second camera took pictures of, was running tape of Mrs. Roberts and their two kids. And the little boy at one point got so out of hand, she reached out and grabbed him, and he leaned over and bit her. Did you see that? Oh, God. But anyway, that's, I guess, just normal kid stuff, right? Huh? But when I saw her, I thought, oh, God, here's a woman who probably spends most of her time, you know, the local PTA. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But you know, I just think of the impression that she was anything other than a dutiful Republican wife. Turns out she is a partner in the law firm Pillsbury Winthrop Shaw Pittman. And they emphasize, among other things, their expertise in facilitating business in Iraq. Son of a bitch! Can you believe this? Go to onlinejournal.com. Read Margie Burns' special report. It just never stops, does it?
We offer a one-stop service to clients pursuing projects in Iraq.
From solicitation and RFP counseling to working with key government and multilateral agencies, and from initially penetrating the Iraqi marketplace to final project implementation. Our attorneys are recognized as leaders in their fields and at the cutting edge in a variety of disciplines relevant to Iraq reconstruction. A number have served in senior government positions in key agencies, including the Departments of Transportation, Navy, Justice, and Commerce, as well as the Agency for International Development and the World Bank. Now they can add the United States Supreme Court. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing! Go to onlinejournal.com and read Margie Byrne's special report about the spouse of Supreme Court nominee John Roberts. We offer one-stop service to clients pursuing projects in Iraq. They're all ghouls. They are vampires. Every one of them. And their husbands and wives. They are all eaters of dead flesh. Ow! Come with us to Iraq! Yeah. Yes, we have projects! Oh my God, do we have projects! Once the killing stops. So, Mrs. Roberts, the attorney for the partner in the law firm, her specialty is communications. Oh, my God. Onlinejournal.com. Read Margie Byrne's special report. Okay? Jeez. All right, back to the phone calls. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Hey, you made it in. You're not the last caller tonight. How about that?
Wow. Goodness, I don't know how to handle the pressure.
I know. It totally underwhelms you. I understand.
Frankly, I was drifting off to the sound of your voice, which is the par for the course if I actually listen to you. At the time, our lovely channel broadcast you, but that's neither here nor there.
That's right.
Lawrence Walsh mentioned Supreme Court person to be Roberts in his Iran-Contra report.
Oh, really?
It is on rootpundit.com. That's where I got what I was actually going to talk about before you brought up all these things that just make me want to curl into a ball and die, like the microwave thingy where people have braces and they have fillings.
Oh, my God.
People have stents. They have metal inside of their bodies, which will make...
Hey, listen, I've got implants now. I have steel up in my upper jaw. Titanium, I should say. So if I get zapped, what? My face melts?
Let's just talk about the very basic thing that people have glasses, too.
Yeah.
With little metal things around them, and yeah, the lenses magnify.
Oh, my God.
We're talking icky here.
Yeah.
But the one thing I want to talk about, and I promise to be completely tasteful.
Okay, wait. No. What about metal IUDs? Are they still metal, or are they all plastic?
Oh, yes, they are.
They're still metal.
Mm-hmm. And isn't there a little metal spring in a diaphragm?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So Tweety wasn't kidding when he talked about exploding IUDs. He didn't mean... He meant IUDs. He actually meant IUDs, not EIDs.
And considering the women over there who can't get access to abortions and have to not be able to take a pill because heaven knows when they're going to get clean water to drink, and I'm talking about the soldiers, let alone the people of Iraq, they probably have severely intervening forms of birth control. And the patch for women who want to take that hormonal patch,
yeah,
that depends on you not sweating a whole lot so it doesn't flood into your system because it's absorbed to the skin. And what happens if you are, like, baking?
Oh, my God.
They have not thought this through.
Oh, I'm sure. They probably did. You have to keep in mind that this is the most anti-woman administration to come down the pipe in this country in a long, I don't know, since before 1920, since before women got the right to vote. This is awful. You know, I hadn't thought about it. I thought the little metal IUDs were a thing of the past. Can you imagine?
They may have plastic. They may have chemicals in them. I haven't fully investigated this, but I just know that there are a lot of ways that metal are in the body.
Yeah.
What I wanted to discuss was someone brought this up, and this was also on Rude Pundit, that the reason that people actually got up out of their half sleep to actually give a damn about all this business with the Wilsons is that we've been inculcated with spy culture. I mean, today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I would be watching Alias or would have finished watching it.
Right.
There are all these shows and all these movies that glorify the CIA. And, yes, that is a question that the right likes to throw back in our faces. Why are you guys sticking up for the CIA? Aren't they a bunch of, like, people who deal with horrible changes of power in different mm-hmm. governments across the world? And we're saying, uh-huh, yeah, but your spy services are worse. Do I want Negroponte running my spy service? No. I want people who graduated from good Ivy League colleges who actually have one little bit of a conscience left
right.
to deal with overthrowing countries in a way that shows some finesse rather than just bombing the hell out of them, creating enemies, and saying, see, we've made our people afraid. We've created subject populations that are afraid, and we'll always have the weapons to beat them when that's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
But what Rupundit said was, yeah, we're so used to wanting spies and being on their side that, of course, we know the first rule is don't ever blow cover.
Hey, can I get you? Can you hold on, Diane?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got to do a break here. We'll come back and pick this up. Don't lose your place, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
People are being investigated. It doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Karl Rove's role in the Valerie Plame affair has sent the right-wing BS machine into overdrive. First, Annie Get Your Gun Coulter went on right-wing radio to say that outing a CIA operative was no big deal, because everybody knew Plame worked for the CIA. Then, the chair of the Republican National Committee said Rove hadn't done anything wrong because he didn't actually give reporters Valerie Plame's name. Yeah, right. Rove just said Joe Wilson's wife was CIA and let reporters Google her name. Now there's a rock-solid defense. Bottom line, the White House targeted Joe Wilson for retribution and has been lying for 2 years to cover it up. Meanwhile, Robert Novak, the journalist who first outed Plame, is untouched. And Judith Miller, who never even wrote a story about any of this, is in jail. The White House thinks they can get away with this. Will you let them? This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower.
Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Back to Diane, who's called in from Boulder, Colorado. Okay, Diane, pick it up, kiddo.
Well, you know how, like, completely excited I am about, like, the CIA moving to Colorado. And I did some research, and knowing that the poster girl for the CIA is Jennifer Affleck, if she's using a married name, then I know that that means that people see the CIA in this positive light because the media have worked on it, and I can dig that. But when all this brouhaha was coming out, and let's see, this has been going on for 2 years, and yet people did not understand how it's a bad idea to blow a spy's cover, to endanger a bunch of people in an NOC organization.
Right.
They don't understand this at all, and you just want to slap them upside the head and say, excuse me, Alias is a high-rated show. That means you understand that somebody was walking down the street, and some reporter, remember the reporter who used to be, like, outside, but then you went inside, they put them in witness protection program because they found out about Sidney. If this reporter was evil, and he said, oh, yeah, you know Jack Bristow's daughter, the one who works for Credit Dauphin? I think she's a spy. No, I know she's a spy. She's undercover. And Credit Dauphin, well, they're just a front organization. They don't think that Urban Sun would have her upside down being sliced to death by half inches. No one thinks about connecting the administration we're in right now to Arvin Sloan.
Well, maybe they do think about it.
Maybe they just like it.
There you go.
But where's the big red ball? Where's the huge store of Rambaldi artifacts that's supposed to revolutionize the world? They're not doing this for anything but the money. They ain't doing it for some huge James Bond-like global domination with wondrous toys effect. Because cooking somebody with a microwave is not a wondrous toy. People knew about this when they started having microwave popcorn.
But it's a wondrous toy if you are essentially a sadist.
And a death... No. They give sadists a bad name. this has been on my mind, too. What happens when all these children from Iraq come back and people are going to have sex with them and they're not just going to be involved with the same safe consensual standard? They will have no governors. We thought we had it bad when people were talking about crazy Vietnam vets. Uh-uh. Those people aren't crazy. They were betrayed. These people are crazy because they won't have any health care. They won't have any mental health care. They've been told that it's okay to torture, to violate the Geneva Convention would save their butts and the butts of their fathers who served in war for so many decades.
Plus, like the Iraqi civilians, when these returning soldiers start to procreate and have babies, they will have babies that are born without arms, without heads, without anuses, without body parts because of the exposure to depleted uranium.
And the ones who are religiously minded, who want to have babies and consider that every sperm is sacred, mm-hmm. when they can't have children, they're going to take it out on us even more.
Rat-a-tap.
The ones who are able to have stable bodies, have kids who are healthy, they're going to hate that type of reproductive control that we have, and they're going to twist it up in a ball and throw it away.
Okay, what I'm going to have to do now...
You have to stop now, the adrenals, I know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what I'm going to have to do now is go, during the next commercial, go across the hall to the bathroom and slip my wrist.
You got a baby to take care of.
Well, that's true.
No matter what, be selfish.
That's true.
Your genes are expressing themselves through your baby, through your children. That's the only selfishness that really counts, and I know that you have weapons, so you'll be okay.
Yes, I will.
I'm a canary. I'm going to go up in the first flames. It's all good.
Diane, you do something to me when you call in, but I'm not sure.
I know that.
But I'm not sure what it is, but thank you. I appreciate your...
It's just a good thing you're married. It really is.
It is indeed.
Because you need someone to take care. Someone you have, to say, you're going off there, and she will. It's a good thing.
You have a nice evening. Oh, I don't know what Diane does to me, but does she do it to you too, Truth Seeker? Stan is calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Stan, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Oh, glad to be on for a minute or two here. I've listened to your show. I never had occasion to call before. Just like to thank you and, again, bring up the work. I'd like to ask you a very direct question. Living incidentally in the city in Jacksonville in the county which stole the election for Bush in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't know that, but Jacksonville, Florida is Duval County.
Right.
And this is where, forget all the headlines, so this is where the Republicans stole the election. And that's not a secret. I'm not telling anything off the record. How do we get the word out? I'll challenge you. How do we get the word out beyond Air America Radio and so forth? Here in this city, we have a newspaper that's somewhere on the right wing of Jack the Ripper. The mainstream newspaper, mainstream news media, TV people, even the one big independent, we have an independent local station, which is a big one, are basically, at best, advertising circulars, and they're not interested in doing any major...
All right, I'll tell you what. Hold on right there. I got to do a break here. Hold on, and we'll come back, and you restate the question, and we'll see what kind of answer we can come up with. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Engine of survival. Your cell around here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over. It ain't going any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder. Bang the car slide. Slide in all directions. Won't be nothing.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, oh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray.
Oh.
Victory over defeat.
Hi, I'm David Orrick,
When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Oreck XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition when we talk to a true Renaissance man. He's been a bike messenger, a porn magazine artist, and a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse. Now he's just Rob Zombie, leader of a rock and roll freak show. And speaking of rock and roll, we'll talk to author Chuck Klosterman about his tour of rock and roll death sites. Plus, the latest in the saga of Lawton Smalls in Iraq, Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 26 before the hour. Back to Stan, who's called in from Jacksonville. All right, where were we, Stan?
Okay, I was posing a question which has, of course, come across all of our minds. How do we break outside of our own circle? We are probably the top, the best, 10 to 20%. And I'm living in a city which is typical Southern, once conservative Democrat, now heavily Republican. Again, this is really where the Republicans stole the year 2000 presidential election, right here in Jacksonville. How do we get out of our cycle here locally? Again, the traditional media are either totally to the right wing already or simply advertising circulars who don't care about any story and will not do even local investigations. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that the city government is like a national joke if you compare it to other cities of the same size with the funding problems and the corruption. How do we break out of the cycle? How do we get the mainstream attention? How do we get the attention of the people who continue at least 20 to 30% of them say, well, I'll follow Bush anywhere we go, including literally to hell? How do we do this? I'm posing a question. How do we do it?
I've stated on this program many times that what normal people are dealing with the crazies out here, that is the Bush supporters, is a classic example of willful ignorance. You know that expression, there are none so blind as those who will not see. I don't know how you reach these people. I have no idea. The only thing I can think of, Stan, is that when the screws are tightened enough so that even the people in Duval County who support Bush, or the people here in Georgia who support Bush, when the screws are tightened enough that they realize, son of a bitch, I'm supporting a Nazi, maybe then it'll turn around. Now, how tight do the screws have to be before people understand that? Apparently real tight, because the Bush supporters, including these fakey-ass Christians, are still saying, well, you know, he's a godly man. You know, even though Bush lied us into a war, so my answer to your question is, I don't have a clue. I don't know what it will take before people who support this monster finally realize that they are, in fact, supporting a monster. I don't know. I don't know, Stan.
Here's one of the things I think about, because, as you say, I share your concern. And, you know, it's, the real problem is we're likely to have a real tragedy before the break comes, comparable in a nonviolent way to the Great Depression, which finally woke up some people the hard way. But I'd like to make one point, and again, I know you have other callers going on, and that is, and I'm part of the local scene on this, so I'm, you know, not the most active, and I'm certainly not inactive. You have to keep fighting. We've seen this here just locally in local politics in the last month, and this is a national show. I won't go into those details. But we have battles over cities wasting money in a new courthouse, a Taj Mahal courthouse, we called it, wasting taxpayers' money here, there, and everywhere. And some of the local political action groups, including Republicans and Democrats, I might add, fought just a small number of us. I mean, like 25 people fought tooth and nail in a very limited way through a local talk radio show, which carries mostly liberal stuff, through the local free newspaper, the weekly newspaper. Like many cities, we have one of that chain group. You know, we literally fought on for months and years, and then when the tide chained and suddenly the city governor, the city fathers had to admit the city was broke. This is after we wasted hundreds of millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money on the Super Bowl. This was the home of the last Super Bowl, and we're still paying for it. We'll pay forever. The city literally wasted taxpayers' money, you know, almost beyond belief. suddenly we've been fighting a delaying action and wasting taxpayer money, and suddenly we won our point. It's sad it came up the way it did, but a group of us, and I'm one of the lesser members of it, but I might add, just for your knowledge, I do a little talk radio show myself, so I am part of the circuit. But we fought these battles against just some local corruption issues and wasting money, and suddenly things went our way. So you have to keep fighting. I guess maybe the best message we can carry.
That's it. That's it. I agree. Thanks, Stan.
Thank you.
Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, keep fighting. You're right. A couple of you now have sent me page one story from tomorrow's Washington Post, or today's Washington Post, July 21st. A classified State Department memorandum central to a federal leak investigation contained information about CIA officer Valerie Plame in a paragraph marked S for secret. A clear indication that any Bush administration official who read it should have been aware the information was classified. The paragraph identifying her as the wife of former Ambassador Joseph C. Wilson IV was clearly marked to show that it contained classified material at the secret level. The CIA classifies as secret the names of officers whose identities are covert. Anyone reading that paragraph should have been aware that it contains secret information. The memo was delivered to Secretary of State Colin Powell on 7 July 2003 as he headed to Africa for a trip with Bush aboard Air Force One. It goes on. Several administration officials were on the trip to Africa, including senior advisor Dan Bartlett, then White House spokesman Ari Fleischer, and others. Bartlett's attorney has refused to discuss the case. Fleischer could not be reached for comment. Rove and Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, have been identified as people who discussed Wilson's wife, yada, 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 yada. Okay, go to WashingtonPost.com. And take a look at the article. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. But the noose is tightening on these sons of bitches. Now, there goes their argument, you see. There goes their argument that, well, you know, it wasn't classified. She wasn't undercover. More lies from the Bush crime family. These people do nothing but lie. Everything they say is a lie. Do you understand that, Truth Seeker? And then their herd of swine, which includes Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of these brain-dead morons, go out the next day and try to sell to the American public the vomit and the lies that the Bush crime family have put out there for public consumption. So here it is. It doesn't have to go any further. I think what you can get from this article, then, is that possibly, very possibly, maybe even probably, one of the leakers may have been George W. Bush himself. Is that an impeachable offense? Huh? Is committing that sort of a felony an impeachable act? Of course, I'm sure that the cluster of Nazis around him will offer up deniability, plausible deniability. Don't you love that term? Well, that came out of the Nixon crime family, didn't it? No, that came from the Reagan crime family. Plausible deniability. Disgusting, contemptible thugs. They will surround George W. Bush with plausible deniability. Who, then, do you think is going to fall on his sword for this crime family? You think it's going to be Ari Fleischer? How about Karl Rove? Louis Libby? Dan Bartlett? Who do you think it's going to be? Who's going to take the bullet for this piggish George W. Bush? Huh? Who's going to take the bullet? Oh, and by the way, why isn't Robert Novak's ass in prison? So there it is, front page of the Washington Post. They knew that what they were dealing with was secret information, and that to reveal the name of Valerie Plame was to commit a criminal act proscribed by federal law concerning CIA covert operatives. They knew. So there goes their argument. Oh, well, we didn't know. Isn't that what most of them have been saying? We didn't know. Now, they haven't been saying it. None of the primary suspects in this case have opened their mouths. But this is what their defenders are saying. This is what the Republican members of the House and the Senate have been saying to the press and to the American public. They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know. Yeah, nobody. It was in secret. She's not secret. She's not operative. She's not saying no one. Blah, blah, blah. So here then is the proof that they did know. So now what happens, truth seeker? Huh? Now what happens? Is this an impeachable offense? Yeah. Go to WashingtonPost.com and check it out. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Oh, my God! Brother Sky Blue is calling in from Memphis. Brother Sky, welcome to the program.
Mike, I would that the Lord take this cup from my hand. It's so hard being the second coming of Jesus Christ in the clouds of the blue sky with the trumpet sounding here from world-famous Beale Street. Emanuel Swedenborg teaches that there was a new heaven created in the year 1757, but there has yet to be a new church or a new earth created here. It's got to be formed from remnants of the old devastated Christian religions that are now in our society. I try to lose my identity on the internet. I leave my Social Security. No, nobody wants to steal my identity. But what about this Eric Rudolph? He's been on my mind. You know, he got four life terms. And this BTK killer, he got life terms. Of course, you see, that's what happened.
Can you hold on, Brother Sky?
Please, thank you.
Okay. I don't know that he can, but we'll try. Stay with us.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway.
Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it?
That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it.
It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, showcase your strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-3FUN-NOW. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 866-3FUN-NOW. That's 866-3FUN-NOW.
A small shipping and handling charge may apply. Void where prohibited.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 10 before the hour. So here we have it. Global strike, which is interim global strike alert order, which has been handed off to STRATCOM, the Omaha, Nebraska-based strategic command, now has a nuclear option, which means very simply that not at the say-so of the United States Congress, the House, or the Senate, not at the say-so of the United Nations, not at the say-so of we the people, but at the say-so of these murderous Nazis who are now running the United States, a little group of maybe eight or nine of them, a decision can be made to use nuclear weapons to attack, without direct provocation, another country. And there's one thing about having the authority to do that. They only grant themselves authority to do that if they're going to do it. I mean, it's no fun to have that authority. See, we're outside the parameters now of the so-called Cold War. We're the only bare gorilla left stalking the planet. Oh, I know Russia still has lots of nukes, but we still have them sufficiently targeted that Putin understands very clearly that if the United States wants to throw a couple of nukes at Iran or North Korea, that Putin better sit there and be very quiet. And if he starts to pee his pants, do it quietly, because if he feels a little froggy, Rumsfeld and Cheney will jump, and that'll be the end of Putin. Okay? So here we are. STRATCOM now has responsibility for overseeing a global strike plan with both conventional and nuclear options. That's called a full-spectrum global strike option. And it was described in a January 2003 classified directive describing it as, quote, a capability to deliver rapid, extended-range, precision, kinetic, and non-kinetic effects in support of theater and national objectives. That means nuclear and conventional war. Now, it's called CON Plan 8022, and it's different from other war plans. It anticipates two different scenarios here. The first is a response to a specific or imminent nuclear threat, say in North Korea. Now, the nuclear threat will be like the threat from, remember the threat from Iraq. They could go nuclear in 15 minutes. Remember that. This is why I'm bringing this up. These sons of bitches are, they will lie, cheat, and steal in order to cause more death and destruction. So, if they create a threat in North Korea, a quick reaction, very highly choreographed strike would combine pinpoint bombing, nuclear weapons, electronic warfare, cyber attacks to disable even the possibility of a North Korean response. Now, if somebody comes by your house and decides you're going to come in and kill your husband and boil your children, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to grab your weapon and you're going to defend your house, aren't you? Huh? Because you're a tough broad. Now, supposing they come by while you're all asleep and they want to kill your husband and boil your children. And what they do is first burn your house down. What are you going to do then, ma'am? This is the plan. The second scenario involves a more generic attack on a so-called adversary's weapons of mass destruction infrastructure. Assume, for argument's sake, that Iran announces that it's going to build a nuclear weapon. Crash program, going to build a nuclear weapon. Here comes CON Plan 8022, nuclear weapons. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where physicians, not Physicians for Social Responsibility. What's the group that has the doomsday clock? You know, the how many minutes to midnight? What is that group? Oh my God. I wonder where they have the clock set now. Now, that was in the Washington Post on the 15th. Last week in Haaretz, in Israel. Headline of the article, the U.S. removes the nuclear brakes. It says, under the cloak of secrecy imparted by use of military code names, the American administration has been taking a big and dangerous step that will lead to the transformation of the nuclear bomb into a legitimate weapon for waging war. Now, that's how Haaretz reports it. Don't you think the Washington Post should have reported it the same way? Ever since the terror attack, it says here, of September 11th, the Bush administration has actually gradually done away with all the nuclear brakes that characterized American policy during the Cold War. No longer are nuclear bombs considered the weapon of last resort.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
In case you haven't figured it out, folks, we had some serious technical problems here. We'll be back live tomorrow night. Sorry about the screw-ups. We're having hellacious storms in Atlanta, and I think it knocked off our connection with New York City. We'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think